overtime and just can't get that W. 0-7 now, 0-3 in the leg, and 0-4 the entire career of head coach Marcus Arroyo as head coach of the Rebels.
And you got to wonder when this is going to start playing mind games with the players. There's a point where you say maybe we won't win anything this year because the schedule going out, it's going to be tough.
The thing about sports, and you know you're a sportsman, Kevin, is momentum is real. Whether that's positive momentum, things are going your way, or negative momentum when they're not going your way. And you can ask a lot of sports fans out there, it's just losing is contagious, just as contagious as winning is. And it can really get to the mind after a while, and then you just go through the motions, and you're only going 90% instead of 100%.
You know, one reason, one of many reasons why I absolutely love Gentleman Jim Dallas, he's one of the few people I know of that can be talking and with, you know, coherent sentences and still play the music when he's supposed to play the music. I love that. Stick around. A candidate for Congress in CD3. We'll find out what's going on there as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas currently has a good selection of late model, low mile used vehicles, many under factory warranty and available for immediate delivery, along with new and certified pre-owned Jaguars and Land Rovers. Hi, this is JT Wise. This means that we have a vehicle for virtually every budget and lifestyle, so visit us at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The White House is defending President Biden's pursuit of a smaller spending package than what liberal Democrats want. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In order to finalize a deal, the price tag on the president's massive health care, education, and climate bill is being slashed from $3.5 trillion to about $2 trillion. Liberals are unhappy, but White House spokesman Jen Psaki responds that compromise is not a dirty word.
We will get nothing if we do not have 50 votes. The alternative is not a larger package. The alternative is nothing.
She says budget negotiators are now going over the nitty-gritty details. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The U.S. budget deficit for the just concluded fiscal year was the second highest on record.
The deficit totaled $2.77 trillion for 2021, but that actually represents an improvement over the 2020 fiscal year when it hit the all-time high of $3.13 trillion. Both years' numbers reflect trillions of dollars in government spending to counteract the devastating impact of the coronavirus pandemic. The Biden administration says the economic recovery boosted revenues in 2021, accounting for the $360 billion decline in the deficit. Prior to the pandemic, the government's biggest deficit had been $1.4 trillion in 2009, when the government spent heavily to lift the country out of recession brought on by the 2008 financial crisis. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Supreme Court is allowing the Texas pro-life law that bans most abortions to remain in place for now, but has agreed to hear arguments in the case on November 1st. The justices said Friday they will decide whether the federal government has the right to sue over the law. The court's action leaves in place for the time being a law that clinics say has led to an 80% reduction in abortions in the nation's second largest state. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
Our kids have been through a lot, and Steve Sisolak has only made things worse. Parents are being silenced. We need a fresh approach that empowers parents. Conservative leadership that will actually do something for a change. Joe Lombardo will get our schools back on track. Joe supports making sure students can read at grade level by the third grade, expanding charter schools and opportunity scholarships. He'll focus on job and career training because skilled, good-paying jobs change lives. And Lombardo opposes the teaching of critical race theory and believes parents should make the important decisions about their child's education. Joe will fight for school choice in Nevada. Oh, and he'll keep our schools open. Joe will shake things up in a good way. Republican Joe Lombardo, the smart choice for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
It's 4:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastroVerde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevada's jobless rate dipped a bit in September, dipping from 7.7% in August to 7.5% last month. State employment officials say the decrease includes people who have stopped looking for work. The Silver State added 4,400 jobs in September. The Monday morning shooting on the 215 that closed down a major portion of the roadway during the morning drive may have been gang-related. Police say witnesses saw the occupants of two cars flashing gang signs back and forth before the shooting began. The male driver of one of the vehicles was killed and his female passenger critically injured. Police are still looking for that other vehicle. Well, with the return of the Electric Daisy Carnival to the Las Vegas Motor Speedway beginning this weekend, expect a lot more traffic on the 15, especially on Monday morning. As many as 450,000 party animals are expected over the three-day dance party, which begins tonight and it runs through sunrise on Monday morning, meaning the 15 southbound is going to be really congested for local drivers. Traffic officials suggest you consider alternate routes on Monday morning or add a lot of driving time on your way to work.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, it's busy already. Solid bumper-to-bumper flows through the resort area of the 15, north at Hacienda, south at Oki. Watch for a crash there on the right shoulder, 15 northbound at Sunset. And delays continue through the downtown freeways with those lane restrictions, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when you follow through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, it's, I mean, you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Good to have you with us. Hour number two, live and local for a Friday. Don't forget, we are on the move because beginning November 1st, we'll be on noon to 3, right here. Same great guest, the same fun. We'll do it all. We'll just do it 3 hours earlier, which I think is really good. And when you find out what we're going to do from 3 till 6, you will be blown away. I promise you. You will not see this one coming. It's really, really good. One of the things that I liked about our conversation earlier with Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, just elected to reelected to a sixth, an unprecedented sixth term as chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, is that he said, you know, we have vetted and found just a whole bunch of really good candidates that are good people, good communicators, and they're on the right side of so many issues that we all believe in. One of those is Noah Malgiri. He is the Republican candidate for Congress in CD3. He is a business owner. He is an engineer. He's an attorney. He's a combat veteran. Does that all fit on the business card? Let's find out. Noah Malgiri, good to have you with us. Thanks so much, man, for coming on. And you have seen it all and done it all, haven't you?
Well, I'm learning things every day. I thought I had seen quite a bit, but I got to tell you, the last year or so, 2 years, has been so insane that I feel like everything I thought I knew couldn't compare to what we're seeing now. It's unprecedented. I mean, we hear this cliche all the time. We live in, you know, with everything going on, we live in these unprecedented times and so forth. But it's really true. I've never seen the state of the country in such a profound, fundamental state of disarray where I feel like we could lose the country in a decade.
Tell me about yourself, and I apologize for not knowing a lot about you, but I don't know a lot about you. Are you a first-time candidate, I'm assuming?
I'm a first-time candidate, Kevin. As you mentioned, I'm a business founder. I ran a large nonprofit in the state for 5 years here in Nevada. I'm an attorney, engineer, but former Army officer and JAG officer. I never really aspired to politics. Always very politically interested and engaged to a degree, but and very vocal. I mean, I thought, you know, I've always felt like being a citizen, especially in this type of representative type of system, this republic that we have. It requires maintenance. It requires participation. It requires involvement. And so many of us, like myself, and I'm completely guilty of this, have taken for granted that there will always be people there in office and in positions of power who are competent and capable enough to make sure that our liberties and our freedoms are protected all the time. And for the first time in my life, and kind of laboring under that idea, we think, I don't need to pay attention to it. I can focus on raising my family, you know, growing my business, spending time with my kids, doing the things we love to do. And in the meantime, turn around and we find ourselves in a situation where it looks like we may lose the country. We very, very well may lose our liberties, our freedoms that we took for granted for all these years. We may lose them forever, because if we get to the point of a national one-party state where there's no way to vote yourself out, because it's like after the California template where socialists control every power center in the whole country, and to the extent that there's no legitimate means to ever change the status quo, then you can't vote your way out of communism. It's impossible to do it. So if we're closing for that threshold, after which it'll be impossible for us to successfully and legitimately implement positive change for freedom-loving American citizens. So that's why it's an emergency moment now. It's an emergency moment for every patriot, every American citizen who loves this country to kind of take a look around, assess the situation, understand how significant and grave the peril is that we face, and figure out how to get engaged in some way. I did that. I'm going to put some of my business interests to the side, and I am going to devote 100% of my time, or as much of my time as possible, as a dad of two young boys, to running this campaign to try to get to Washington, back to Washington where I used to live and where I went to law school, get back there and try to be a force for positive change, take the shots, take the attacks, take the name-calling, take the intimidation, the bullying, which I've been exposed to already, I've been treated to that, but to do it to try to save the country for my kids, because right now, honestly speaking, I give it about a 50-50 chance that my boys who are 6 and 12 will grow up in a free country.
Wow. Noah Malgeri joining us. He is a Republican candidate for Congress in CD3. Was there a tipping point for you, Noah, where something happened, or you saw a news conference or a clip or a piece of news that you said, I got to do this?
Yeah, it's a great question. It was a culmination of a bunch of observations. So really, the thing that scared me the most, I think, was when I started to see things happening in the country that I knew exactly what had happened, whether it was with the election on November 3rd, 2020, whether it was things around COVID, whatever it was, regular folks observe events in the world, form their own conclusions based on their own experience set and their own rationality. And I came up with the conclusions that I noticed that nobody in the media would talk about in a coordinated fashion the things that we thought we recognized as true were censored systematically by social media and any avenue of dissent or any avenue of trying to have a contrary viewpoint was being foreclosed systematically in a coordinated fashion. That was really scary. When I saw this, when I saw the Democrat Party narrative in partnership and coordinated with all of the media, all of education, every power center, every university, every K-12, every school union was pushing the same aligned mantra and dogma about, you know, what actually happened. They were selling a fake reality. They were selling something that we all recognized wasn't true. They were telling us lies. And I thought, this is very, very scary, because there's such a coordination of all these different centers of power that this is a real threat.
Noah, let me ask you, you're getting into this race, you're going to spend a lot of money, you're going to spend a lot of time away from your family, and yet there are people that say you may not get a fair shot at being able to win this race because of the lack of voter integrity, election fraud, whatever you want to call it. Are you convinced you can get a fair shot at this thing?
I'm not convinced. Unfortunately, I'm going to answer that question entirely honestly, Kevin. I get that from prospective donors all the time. I call them on the phone, and they say, listen, Noah, I love everything that you're saying. You know, you see things clearly. You sound like you're a fighter. I want to support your campaign. But I got burned before. I put money behind this candidate, America First candidate, and the election was taken away. It was stolen. What's the point? Why are you even running? I hear that all the time. And it's a reflection of the fact of how effective voter fraud, election fraud is. It's one of the highest value crimes you can perpetrate, because number one, you get your candidate elected. Number two, you deter quality opposition candidates from even ever running. Number three, you deter voters from going to the polls to vote for those candidates, because they think, what's the point? And number four, you deter donors from giving to those quality opposition candidates, because they think, well, I'm not going to waste my money. So it's a very high value crime. That's just one of the reasons that I say one of the primary platform items for my campaign is I will absolutely pursue consequences for the coup that took place in November of 2020. It was a coup because they stole an election from the sovereign people of the United States of America. That's an actual coup. D.C. is an occupied administration. D.C. is occupied territory. That's a fake administration. So that's an actual crime. So I will ensure. You know, people tell me all the time, I call donors on the phone, Republicans, they say, look, we need to do better next time. Let bygones be bygones. Work harder. Beat the cheat. And that's how we win. And honestly, that I'm done with that, because the reality is we need consequences for the crimes that were perpetrated against the American people. Already happened. One of the most egregious crimes I've ever seen, most brazen crimes I've ever seen, significant consequential. We're rewards of that now with all these debacles, the economy's in shambles, the Afghanistan debacle, you name it, the border. This is a consequence of a stolen election. So, and COVID response, all of this is a consequence of a stolen election. We, the American people, I myself, as an American citizen, I'm entitled to accountability for the people who perpetrated those crimes against me and my countrymen. I'm entitled to accountability. And so I will pursue it no matter what. Every single day, no way. We're going to find out what happened to the best of our abilities. We're going to find out who's responsible. We're going to prosecute them. We're going to try them. And if they're convicted, we're going to publicize it and make sure that we set an example. Because we keep making this mistake as Republicans. No consequences. Look forward, because we're optimistic. We're hard-charged, type-A personalities. We say, let's just move forward. You know, let bygones be bygones. Heal the wounds. Let's be magnanimous. Well, then, you know what they say to us? They say, don't worry, we won't do it again. And then they do it again every single time. We need consequences. But I tell people, yes, to your initial question, I can't say for sure. But what are we going to do? Quit?
Yeah.
That's the alternative. You can't quit.
Noah Malgeri joining us. He is a Republican candidate for Congress in CD3. He is a business owner, an engineer, an attorney, a combat veteran, and he wants to be your congressman in CD3. More coming up with him. We'll talk about China. We're going to talk about COVID and how we have been exploited as a community. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
This is Your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. And joining me now is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Now, Coach, you often talk about the financial red zone, but what if we're already in retirement? What are some things that we can do as well?
Well, the financial red zone is just, hey, we're over 50 years old. We're approaching retirement. We know we are not in the right allocation. Our money isn't, because we want to make sure we have lifetime income and a financial fill-up strategy, yet our advisor has never told us what kind of guaranteed lifetime income we can get. Very, very important for you to do it as well. But if you're already in retirement, don't despair, Steve, because it's never too late or too early to make sure you have that right plan together. So if you're in retirement now and you want to make sure you're doing the right thing, you want to make sure you can live to age 121 or retirement and beyond and not worry about where the income's going to come from, come see us. Let's take a look at what's going on right now in your portfolio. Let's see what makes it tick. Let's see what's feeding that engine of retirement income. And if that engine could run out of gas in the future, that's not a good place to be. We need one that's perpetual. It's going to have repetition every single year. There's going to be a new check in your mailbox, regardless of how long you or your spouse lives. And, Steve, that's very, very important, because that gives you confidence and it gives you peace of mind, knowing that no matter what happens on TV, in other words, in the market, because people watch TV, no matter what happens there, you're going to be taken care of, because you have that financial fill-up strategy that's a growth, protection, and lifetime income you can never outlive, Steve, that gives you a peace of mind knowing that everything's fine. I'm going to give the next 25 people a call this no-cost review and make sure you have your own financial fill-up strategy and a three-book set of three of the books I've written.
That's a fantastic offer, Coach. Folks, don't miss out on this one. Give us a call, 888-702-6932. 888-702-6932. You can also text the word VEGAS to 600-700. Text VEGAS, V-E-G-A-S, to 600-700.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's. Even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Planning for tax season? Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. When used for business, a Range Rover can be depreciated at a faster rate than most luxury cars. So now, owning a Range Rover not only affords extreme breadth of capability to your business, it can deliver significant tax advantages as well. Consult your tax advisor for details. Let our business take care of yours. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Noah Malgeri is joining us. He is a Republican candidate for Congress in CD3. He is a business owner, an engineer, an attorney, a combat veteran, and he'd like to be your congressman in CD3. What is the strategy this far out from the midterm election relative to how you go about capturing the nomination? Is there a strategy? Do you go against the incumbent? Do you talk about your Republican opponents? Where do you stand on strategy?
No, it's a great question, Kevin. My strategy is to address squarely the issues head on, because I do that in a way and more consistently than that automatically sort of distinguishes me, obviously, from my Democrat opponent, eventual Democrat opponent, Susie Lee. But against, you know, anybody in the race, you folks look inside as well. Day in, day out, if anybody who lives in CD3 takes note, I'm addressing, hammering on the actual issues, real responses, real assessments, feedback, and ways ahead on how I would address all the most significant issues of the day. I think some of my opponents are staying away from that because they think, what's the point? You could say the wrong thing. But I think we need somebody who's going to tell us the truth, what they feel today, and that's how we're going to know that they're actually going to represent us in Washington. If they're honest with us now, then that sets a track record to build some trust with your constituency and the electorate to say, look, this individual's a straight shooter. This person's going to represent us. This person's going to tell us what he thinks. But also because the issues that we're facing right now are just so significant. They're existential issues, whether it's COVID, as you mentioned, the China threat, the growing, imminent, emerging global empire of the Chinese Communist Party, aspiring global superpower. How do we address that, whether it's Afghanistan, Mark Milley, whatever the issue is, I come out and I give a position on it, and I talk about why I have that position, because I want to demonstrate to people that I'm sophisticated on these issues. I think about them. I've got experience and background and perspective and insight earned from, you know, practicing law on three continents, serving in the military, and I want to give people my assessment so that they can have an understanding of the way I view these things. That's my strategy, consistently going after the issues when no...
Whoops. Did we lose you?
No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Keep going.
Oh, okay. I don't know where I lost you, but my strategy is absolutely to just go after the issues on a day-by-day basis consistently, because that distinguishes me from everyone else in the race. They're not doing that. They're hanging back, and I don't think that they feel the confidence to address the issues with confidence, with their own voice. You know, I'm not paying a consultant to tell me what to say. I'm formulating all my assessments on my own based on my own insight and perspective that I've gained, you know, through a career of serving all over the world in the military and as a business owner.
We have talked ad nauseum about COVID-19. It has impacted all of us. Many of us have lost loved ones and business associates to the virus. I want to ask you about COVID and how that's been exploited, how the American people have really been exploited by this.
Absolutely. It's a great